screwed. Okay. So I am going to call this meeting to order at 6:25. We stand to say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The flag, United States of America. The republic, which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you.
And Louise, please take the roll.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Bowers? Mr. Butler?
He's here. Where'd he go? He's muted.
No, I should.
He's here.
There he is.
There you go. Okay. Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Capolo? Mr. Forte?
Present.
Mr. Gray is coming in late. Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Mr. Malerba? Ms. Pertosa?
Here.
Mr. Pilastro?
Here.
Ms. Sebchik?
Here.
Okay, you've got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 members.
Woo! Thank you. All right. Okay. There are no additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda because this is a special meeting. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to say anything? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? So I'll jump right in. Our first item is a transfer. So can I get a motion to transfer $3,000 from the health insurance city appropriations, 2400-270-0270, and that would be into the medical buyout wages, same department, 2400-110-0110.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rose.
Yes.
Second by Jim. Was that you, Jim? Did somebody second it?
I'll second it. Sam.
Sam, okay.
Mr. Butler, Mr. Butler needs to unmute himself. Or hit the space bar where you're going to talk.
How about that? Am I unmuted now?
Yeah. Welcome. Okay. So do we need any setup on this, Dave?
This is just to cover a new employee who elected to not take the city health insurance. And then it also moves an additional $1,500 to cover if we have another one between now and the end of the year.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Number 7, do I hear a motion to transfer $1,000 from department supplies 2500-390-0390 and transfer another $1,000 from courier 2500-390-0399? And all that will go into the mail machine lease, 2500-270-0270.
So moved. Motion.
Motion. Who was the first person? Say your name, please, when you do.
Carlo.
Carlo? Motion, yep. By Carlo, and then second by Rob?
Yes.
Okay. And so then what's this, Dave?
Yeah, so we've got some underspending that we know we're going to have in supplies and in courier expense. And we have just gone into a new mail machine lease. And we found ourselves a little behind, not having enough money to finish up the lease on the old machine and to cover us for the rest of the year. So for $2,000, we'll be okay for the rest of the year.
Okay. Questions, anyone? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Number 8, We're now in the finance department. This has to do with our temporary finance directing. Do I hear a motion to move $23,599.93 from the finance director account 2500110013 to financial services 2500390392. So I need a motion to make that transfer.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by
Judy. I second that motion, Judy.
Oh, you're seconding it? Made the motion?
Chris.
Chris. Okay, motion by Chris, second by Jim. So this, Dave, I assume is just moving it over so it can go through the Robert Half, right?
Right, right. We no longer have an employee finance director, so this is enable us to pay the temporary finance director.
Which would be you.
Yes.
So this covers, how long does this cover? Does this take us through?
This takes us, just trying to remember how much we did there. It'll cover us, I think, through April-ish. Okay. You know, if it stays open for the rest of the year, then, you know, if we're not able to place a new employee, then we'll come back to the board.
Okay. Sounds good. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we'll go to number 9. We want to do something similar. We want to transfer. We want to transfer $10,000 from the tax collector 2800110010 to financial services, which is the 2500390392 for. Well, anyway, we want to make that transfer. So, do I hear a motion?
Don't move, Judy.
That was a bunch of motions there. Who won? Chris. Motion by Chris. Yeah? Okay. Second?
Second by Jim.
Second by Jim. Okay, so this is for our temporary. We also have a temporary tax collector.
Yes, we do. And this is, you know, obviously to set up the same sort of situation as for the finance director, as we need to pay her.
Okay. This is Judy.
Yes, it is.
Judy. Okay.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Do we have a time frame on a hire for that position?
It's sort of in limbo right now as there's some arbitration that's going on. Union activity, so we need to make sure that's all settled down and resolved before we can hire.
And so this $6,000, how long will that get us through?
I didn't make a note, but I believe this gets us through the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you.
$10,000, Carlo. We're still
number 9.
Yeah. It's the $10,000, and then we're going to do some more on number 10.
Yes.
Okay, but this is money we have in there. We don't have the tax collector anymore. We have this temporary person. So
that's right.
All right. Any other questions? Did that answer your question enough, Carlo?
Yeah. So if you look at 9 and 10, there's going to be about $16,000 for that position.
No. Number 10 is actually a different situation.
Oh. Okay.
Slight. You know, same department.
Okay.
The $10,000 is for the actual person replacing
the tax collector, correct?
Collector, and then the other one is for a helper that we have every year around this time. All right. So, if there's no more questions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. And then number 10. Again, we want to transfer from the tax collector salary $2,800.110.110 $6,000 into temporary services $2,800.110.117.
Yeah, so, the situation here is. Let me get the motion. You need a motion. I'm sorry.
We're here. Motion.
Motion made by Sam.
Sam?
Second. Motion by Sam. I'll second.
Really?
What's that? Seconded by Carl Malerba.
Okay. Motion by Sam, second by Carlo. Okay, Dave.
Yeah, so what's happening here is because we have a part-time tax collector as opposed to a full-time tax collector, we've had to hire more temporary services for coverage during the days. And so therefore, we're going to need some more money to continue to pay our temps through the end of the year.
Okay. But we're going to stay pretty much flat then within the department.
That's right.
Sounds good.
I mean, yeah.
Just different.
Arguably, they could come down or depending on the difference between a temporary salary an employee salary and what we have to pay for a temp. I don't think there's an uptick there much, though.
Okay. All righty. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Here's a biggie. So do I hear a motion to transfer from general capital, $3,740,0446, the amount of $114.27, to police council, $3,740,0447.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Who was that?
Rose.
Rose. Motion.
Motion by Rose. Do I have a second?
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. Okay, motion by Rose, second by Sam. This is miscellaneous capital, right?
Yeah, right. The police console, the actual bill came in. It's $114 different than the budget.
Okay. So it's coming out of that general pot into where they had their particular thing.
Right. Correct.
A little small thing. Okay. Any questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Then we have number 12. Has to deal with the number of meetings and stuff we're having. Do I hear a motion to transfer $3,000 from the employee committee secretary 8100-110-0112 to the commissioner committee secretary service 8100-160-0161?
I'll make a motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob. What you got, Dave?
So basically what's happening here is we're having more non-employees take minutes than were anticipated and less employees take minutes. And this will cover the expenses. We pay them out of different accounts because of employee rules. So this will cover that expense.
Who would a non-employee be? I mean, where would they come from?
That's a good question, but I imagine it's either a service or it's somebody who used to work for the city that, you know, has agreed to continue to do this.
Okay.
And it's also the people that.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah,
it's
Mark.
Also, it's Karen Chemises. There's different people, Marianne Samakar, who does, they're the people that are not employed with the city. So when a city employee does the minutes, they get paid through payroll. If it's somebody who's not employed in a regular job in the city, then they get it through they get like a 1099. So that's why there's two different lines.
Okay, this is like when we would have Rich DiCarlo or somebody like that come in and sit in for the secretary. Stuff like that. Okay.
No. This is for taking minutes at meetings.
No, but I mean we've done this before, but in other offices. We just have somebody come in who knows it. So, all right, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Another biggie here. Boy, the police are just killing us here. Do I hear a message? I'm hearing voices. This is Do I hear a motion to transfer $30.20 patrolman wages 3100-110-007 to officer terminal leave 3100-110-006?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
I'll second the motion, Carlo.
Second by Carlo. Okay, I think it's pretty straightforward. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, see, I like this claim. Okay, here comes the big one. This is the one I'm gonna have questions about. So we wanna transfer from the working balance. So do I hear a motion to transfer from the working balance, 8400-390-0390, the amount of $6,000 to the Valley Transit Subsidy, 8200-390-0025, to fund an amount difference. So I need a motion first.
I'll make the motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second
that motion, Jim.
I think Rob got in front of you there, so second by Rob. So there were some letters attached to the thing tonight for this meeting. But since I see some of you didn't see your email, you probably didn't see the letters. So Dave and or I think Keith's here. I don't know. I guess this is his baby or maybe it's Dave's. Yeah.
Well, I can give you sort of a synopsis.
Okay.
Over the last number of years, we've been donating to Valley Transit $10,000 a year. And last year during the budget period, the decision was made to cut a number of items, and one of them was this. And we, before the budget was passed, it cut this down to $5,000. So the $5,000 number was not something that was requested at that time from Valley Transit, and it was not something that matched with our historical amounts. In the current year, Connecticut Department of Transportation had been also funding the Valley Transit, and demanded that if they were going to continue to do that and continue to have increases year over year, they wanted to see some increases by the municipalities who were benefiting and as well as contributing to their budget. So at some point during the year, and there's a letter in there to that effect in the materials, there was an agreement made to increase the amount we would give to $11,000, an increase of $1,000. And so that gets us to where we are today. We've received our request from the Valley Transit to pay now. So there we are.
And then the other piece of the puzzle was, Judy, if you remember, they were used by the senior center. And when the senior center had their own bus, yep, we speculated that the amount of usage would go down because those morning runs or whatever runs were used by Valley Transit, there was hope that the senior bus would be used.
So that's why it seems like I recall, Keith, because I've been racking my brain all day, and I wish I wrote this stuff down. When we make cuts, I need to start keeping notes, like, why did we cut? Because I don't remember a year later, you know?
No, I understand.
It seems like there was something that they weren't doing, like, because we got into the senior bus thing, and then we figured out that they weren't even doing that kind of thing. It just... there was something, I don't know, that bugged us back then, and we cut them.
Correct. And we were racking our brain, too. But it was definitely, we believed there was going to be a decrease in service. Forgetting COVID, there was some service that Valley Transit wasn't going to do anymore because the bus from the senior center was going to absorb it. Right. I wish I don't, if it was doctor runs, I don't remember. I don't want to speculate and speak out of school. But there was definitely something where if you look at your sheets,
yeah,
it was in red.
Yep.
For the whole budget cycle. And then when we did the $24,000 we had for the bus transportation fund for the senior center, that was the link between the two. I just don't remember what services in particular. But now, Valley, as David said, the state said to Valley Transit, all right, your costs are going up, you got to go to your locals again. So we're asking to fund it to the level that we would have prior to our deduct for the senior center.
So I don't know who this question would go to, but is this going a requirement we have to do, or just a heavily suggested? How does this work here by the state? Or by Valley Transit, either one, I guess.
Well, the state put the requirement on Valley Transit, but the request to us, it's not, I don't think it's a statute. It doesn't seem like, I didn't see in those letters or per capita, like with the Valley Health District, where there's a voted on per capita appropriation. If we don't fund it, I don't know the impact it would have on the appropriation from the state.
So the 6,000 is in the addition to the 5,000 to get us up to 11,000?
Correct.
We only gave them 5,000 instead of the usual 10.
So that's what this transfer is, the 6,000 to make it whole for 11,000 because they want to increase it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
And to Carlo's point, this is not mandatory.
Well, nothing is really not many things.
Well,
right, but we had a conversation with the director over there, and it wasn't a threat, but you know, there was mention of the possibility that they would no longer run their buses in Derby.
Yeah. All right.
How many people actually from Derby actually use the service?
We'd have to look into it. So is this something you guys want to look into? I mean, we can go ahead and do this, and I mean, I don't think we'll just have to say, okay, here's the rest of your money for this year, but we have to set another budget. So
Judy, I know,
get some numbers.
Sorry to cut you off. But when I know, like sometimes with these small budgets, the people don't request or send information. Did they last year send information or a letter? Do you recall? I don't remember.
I believe they did, but that was prior to the deduct that we talked about, Carlo, for the senior center. Okay. Remember that conversation was later on.
Correct. And Judy, did they send one this year too or no?
Yes,
they did.
Okay. Yes. So catch me up on the senior center. Is that bus running or not?
With COVID, they're not doing it. It's hard to say that the service level is comparable, Dave, because mm-hmm. with COVID, they're not running anything, if I understand. Well, they just started running it. So yeah. It's the last 6 months have been nowhere to compare it, you know.
I'm thinking, guys, the following. So we're planning right now, we're just talking about this year's budget, of course. And we know that there have just been just huge things changed for the 2021 budget, right? Because of the COVID. And now the new budget coming up, of course, is the 21-22. And it may be just as big, but it may not be so much. So it seems like if we give them a lot of money now, if they haven't been using the service, right? Do we cut it next year? And then if they come and say that, we'll say, well, we gave you a bunch last year, you never used it, we can pull it back up for you. I mean, I'm not just sure what stance they're going to have to be using. Given
so why, why are we giving them an extra $1,000 though? We always gave them 10. We gave them 5 this year. Now they want 6. So why are they giving them the extra 1,000?
Well, that's what Dave was saying, because they're not making as much money, and so the state's having to kick in more. So if the state's going to kick in more, the state says we all have to kick in more too.
Why can't we just give them 5? Bring it back up to the 10 if we have to do it.
Because then we're not doing what the state wanted by kicking in. We're being.
Well, I think is anyone using the Valley Transit with COVID and all that?
I think that's the $64,000 question.
So maybe we need to maybe move to table this item until we get some answers, or have a representative from the Valley Transit come and answer some questions for us.
There you go.
I'd like to make that. I'll make a motion to table this item until such time where the Valley Transit can come to a meeting and explain why they want to increase or why they need an increase.
And what's going on? Yeah, because I don't think, Dave, the buses are going to come to a screeching halt tomorrow if we don't pass this tonight, right?
Right.
Hope.
I'll second that, Sam.
Okay, so we got to deal with the first motion that was made. So
no, you can override a motion. Right, Mark?
Yes. I don't know. You're always saying that. Can we?
Yes.
The motion to table and the second takes precedence. So you have to vote without discussion to either table it. A yes vote would table it and end the discussion. A no vote would mean you continue the discussion.
Correct. Thank you. I say it because, we've been down this. Yeah.
Well, I know we've been down the road, but I've never been happy with the road we've gone down.
Well,
so explain to me. I want somebody to explain to me. It's my own fault. I should get out my Robert's rules. And
Judy, then I'll withdraw my motion and we'll just vote on it.
No, I want to know what item should we do. I mean, I don't care, but I just want to know what should we do procedurally. There was a motion made in a second. And do we have to do anything with that, or can we just charge ahead now with this new motion? What do we do with the old motion? I want to make sure we're doing it correctly. That's my question.
I believe we have to vote no on the first motion and then make a new motion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We can't just leave that motion hanging out there. There's not like an automatic override. It's not like a car, right?
If you vote on the table, then you don't need to go to the first motion. If we unanimously say we vote to vote yes to table it, null and void. If we don't get that, then it goes back to the first motion and we're still under the discussion on the first motion.
And if you want the record to be clear, and the idea is to have them come in, the maker of the motion, Mr. Malerba, could accept as a friendly amendment to say, in tabling it, to invite Valley Transit to the next meeting, which would be the March 2nd meeting.
Yeah. Tabling leaves the motion open. If you vote down the original motion, then you've just killed it. We'd have to bring it back up as a new item.
I see. So we would have to vote yes, but
the table.
If you vote yes to table,
as long as they come to our next meeting.
If you vote yes to table, it stays on there until such time as it's brought back up by the chair.
Okay.
Even though we've already made a motion, we don't have to then reject the motion. That's my question.
Have the people made the motion rescind their motion, take it back, vote on the table, and require
them to have to take the motion back, and then somebody makes a motion to table. We have to vote on it. It fails. And then somebody says, I'd like to. Okay, I get it.
I beg your pardon. The proper form is to take up the motion to table. You vote on that. If that passes, then it's the matter's tabled, and then you're postponing the vote. That's the whole point.
I got you. What was that? Okay.
What was that?
What was
sounds like
that?
Pig.
So, do I hear a motion? Okay, so Carlo, you made the motion, right? So restate your motion, please.
Chris and Rob.
Chris and Rob? I thought it was Carlo. No,
it was not me.
It was
so
Chris.
Now we're gonna.
The original motion was Chris and I.
Yeah. Okay, we want a new motion. We want a motion to table the old.
Yeah, and you have it by Carlo.
You already have a table in second on that. All right.
And
so,
I second.
Carlo, you just have a plain table of motion, right?
I have a table of motion until such time that the Valley Transit can come and explain why their increases are needed at the pleasure of the chair.
Yes.
Okay. And who's seconding that?
I seconded it.
And Sam seconded it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
Oof.
I know. It just doesn't seem logical. So all in favor of tabling it?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we will table that. And who will invite the Valley Transit to come see us and when? Does anybody have a...
Well, I'd be happy to extend the invitation if you had a date in mind.
Well, I think tomorrow would be just, I mean, they can come on the 2nd, they can come on the 9th. We're having people both those times. So the 9th would be great.
So shall I offer them a Tuesday in March?
Yeah, I think later then we get into other stuff. Let me see.
Yeah, so it needs to be before the 16th.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is this an urgent matter or no? If not, can we just have them come to the next regularly scheduled meeting?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a Tuesday too, though. It's going to be, it's going to be, the first is a Monday.
Might be to our benefit to resolve this before we finalize the budget for next year, because they're asking for the same amount again.
Yeah. So our regular meeting this month, coming month, is the 15th, right? In March. So they could come to that meeting on the 15th. Or if they want to come sooner, they could come. So they can come on the 2nd, the 9th, or the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we'll do, for the third week in March, we're going to move our budget session over to Monday to coincide with the regular meeting. We'll have the regular meeting, then we'll have the budget right after it. Okay. All right.
And just to, on these housekeeping matters, just a reminder to staff and to the chair, if there's stuff that's going to the board that's going to be discussed pursuant to the governor's executive order, if you would please copy me on it so that it could be posted to the website to comply with the executive order. If they were, because I there was something about this Valley Transit, I was not on that email. So if you could just remember to include us here, thank you.
Basically, just copy Mark and everything just in case. So okay. So I gotta send you a list of the for the instructors at the senior center. Do I need to send you that, Mark?
Yes, at your convenience. Okay. And just for everybody, I just sent that an email. You should have the email with the agenda and the budget for tomorrow night's meeting. The login for all the tax board meetings for the Zoom is the same, so you can lock that in. It's the same one. So if you don't have it, or if you need to call in instead of using your computer, it's the same call in and password.
Okay. And then tomorrow we're gonna have the police department's gonna be up first, then the Fire Commissioner Gary Parker's coming in with Storms to talk about how all this is adding up between them all. And then Nicole from the library will be our at the end. And then we'll just go over our numbers again, see where we're at. We have a few updates. Are you on still, Keith?
I am, ma'am.
Do you know when we could talk a little more about the 8-point plan and also what is your plan with Dave for revenue numbers?
Dave and I are looking at when I can't be there tomorrow, but I can be there next Tuesday.
Yep.
And we've been working on some of the trickle-down effects of the 8-point plan on the expenditure side. So next Tuesday, we'll have the revenue done, and I'll present the 8-point plan and showing you the shift. So it's a net zero increase to the budget.
So on the, that's on the 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I think also on the 2nd, we'll have, I can't imagine that the mayor's budget is going to take very long, because I don't think it's going to be that different than our budget, right? Has anybody heard how that's going to work, kind of? Or
I believe he and Dave are going to start meeting, and then he'll present something to you.
Okay. So yeah, we should have, okay, so I can put you down then, Keith, for March 2nd to talk about revenue and 8-point plan.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what do we go to? Who's going to be the final authority, or how are we going to do the all this school crap for the state money?
Well, we've been getting state updates on revenue.
Yeah.
So Dave got some, I got some. Between the two of us, we should have 90-95% of the statutory formula revenues filled in. I think the big variable in the revenue is going to be, because it's a reval year, right?
Yep.
So we could get all the other items done, and then you as a board are going to have to decide what figure you want to carry forward for taxes based upon the new grand list. Do you hedge because the assessment appeals may be bigger this year? You know, homes are going up 30%. You have multifamily have jumped. So speculating on that tax, property tax, is going to be, a long discussion, and there's going to have to be consensus on the assumptions you're going to use. But we'll be able to fill in most of the others with no problem by next week, Judy.
Okay. I think we already have 60 people signed up to come in to talk about their business.
Yeah. And then once you start getting the businesses, the Lowe's, the Yale Boathouse, the home, right, those home, those are the big, big dollar ones. It's going to change the line.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, the record should also reflect that Mr. Gray entered the meeting at 6:56 p.m.
Hey, you almost, well, you made it, but you don't get to dropping in anyway, Mike. Just get it. All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Hello?
Motion by
Who made the motion?
Sam.
Sam,
I'll second it. Rob, I'll second it.
Rob, second it. Okay, we are adjourned at 7 p.m. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow night.